The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
To Terry again. Just shoved to the ground to stop Connie, but she comes up, grabs the ball, shoots no good. Garcia rebound, back up and in, and Jennifer is fouled. Chance for a three-point play here for Jennifer Garcia.
Tonight, an area rivalry is renewed as the Shelton Bulldogs travel to Gibbon to battle the Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Dribbling to Tranny Lopez. He'll get it out here for Stroh. Stroh's going to drive all the way himself and will lean in and get the bucket. Devin Stroh hits the shot. He now has 7 points in the game.
December's in the books, and both squads look to start up 2016 on the right foot. It's the Bulldogs and Buffaloes coming in next, but for Sooner Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Gibbon with Classic Hit's Rainy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Gibbon for our girl-boy doubleheader on two different radio stations. We're now on Classic Hits 98.9. Of course, you knew that because you're joining us here from Gibbon as the Buffaloes playing host to the Shelton Bulldogs. Shelton comes in 2-6, Gibbon 5-3. And in fact, Gibbon has a little bit of momentum going. They won in overtime against Donovan Trumbull last weekend to kind of build a little bit of momentum. They won two of their last three ball games. They had a nice stretch there where they did win three in a row. And for Shelton, well, they're trying to get things going because right now they've lost three straight games. It's been a while since they had their win against Red Cloud, as they've beaten Red Cloud and Franklin, a couple of 1-7 teams, but really a team that they kind of feel is growing and maybe even better than that 2-6 record might indicate. But they'll have a stern test here in Gibbon as the Buffaloes at 5-3 are playing some fairly good basketball. And it's kind of whoever just takes care of the ball and plays their game and sets the tone is probably going to come away with the win in this one. One other factor when you look at Shelton that can't be discounted is the fact that they don't have a whole lot of bench there. They have nine young men who have decided to represent their community and their schools playing high school basketball. They're doing absolutely the best they can, but not a deep bench. And that could be one of those factors when you play a team like Gibbon, who does like to go full court pressure, go up and down, set the pace of the game, kind of speed things up. And Shelton may very well try to slow it down a little bit. That might be a little bit of the strategy that Marcus Donner, the head coach for the Bulldogs, will have here against David Benge and the Gibbon Buffaloes. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to step away for a moment when we come back. The starters for the Bulldogs and the Buffaloes. Here from Gibbon right after this timeout.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road here in Gibbon as the Buffaloes playing host to the Shelton Bulldogs. And again, Shelton 2-6 on the year, Gibbon 5-3. And both teams really still in the process of finding themselves and hoping to kind of build a little bit of momentum. Let's give you our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for Shelton, as they're being their starting lineup is Jaden Ullman. Ullman is a 6 foot tall junior who averages about 14.5 points per ball game. Evan Clark, a 5'11 senior, will make the start as well. He's averaging about 6.8 points and 6 rebounds a contest. Colin Nemac is a 5'9 sophomore, and Nemac is averaging about 6.5 points and nearly 2 rebounds a contest. Jared Mulbach, a 5'10 senior, is averaging 11 points and about 4 rebounds. Kyle Roche, a 6 foot tall junior, is averaging about 2.6 points and almost 5 rebounds per contest. And again, the Bulldogs come in with a record of 2-6. Gibbon is 5-3 on the year. They're kind of shaking up their lineup a little bit, as they often do. Franny Lopez, a 5'7 junior, will make the start. He's averaging 6.6 points and almost 3 rebounds a contest. Corbin Hines is averaging 9.5 points and 4.3 rebounds a game. He's a 5'11 senior. Devin Stroh, 6'2 and a junior. He's averaging about 11.6 points and 8 rebounds a contest. Colin Dorzinski, a 5'10 sophomore, is averaging 1.5 and 1 rebound a game. Tanner Gideon, 6 foot tall senior, will make the start as well. 11.6 points and 4.5 rebounds a contest for head coach David Benge. And again, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, member FDIC. Starters being announced here. We'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back with a tip for the Bulldogs and the Buffaloes. Here from Gibbon, we come back right after this.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back, wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show. And again, Shelton Bulldogs and the Gibbon Buffaloes doing battle. Gibbon, of course, in their home white uniforms. Shelton will be in their road all blue. So all blue, all white. Again, with a few accent colors along the way. And again, for Gibbon, it'll be Lopez, Hines, Stroh, Dorzinski, and Gideon. For Shelton, it's Ullman, Clark, Nemac, Mulbach, and Roche. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And the tip is going to be controlled here by the Buffaloes. They bring in the offensive end. That's going to be Hines, looking at 2-3 zone. Tosses top of the circle here for Dorzinski. They're going to cycle through, giving it off here for Gideon. Gives it back. Kicks right side for Hines. Hines gets it down low. Shot off glass. Good for Devin Stroh. So Stroh, first time he touches the basketball, is able to square up to the basket, take it off the glass, and give his team a two-point lead. Mulbach facing some man-to-man, gets a nice little screen, drives, and loses the basketball, but was able to track it down, tip it out for Roche. Roche kicks it out, three-pointer, good for Colin Nemac. Nemac drains the three-pointer to give Shelton the lead, and in transition, after the inbounds, the drive, bucket and foul, Tanner Gideon weaving through, lays it off the glass, and will try to get a three-point play of his own. And that was going to be a Mulbach, his first, team's first. So again, at the pace of this game, both teams going after each other, and Gibbon likes this to play this kind of style. Tanner Gideon's free throw is up and no good. And the rebound was pulled down by Roche. They kick it up ahead here for Ullman. Ullman, they try to trap him. He's used up his dribble. They don't collapse on him, which surprised me a little bit because Gibbon going man-to-man looking to trap. They split the defense, and Mulbach lays it off glass, no good. Stroh pulls down the rebound, and up ahead they get it off here for Hines. Hines drives, takes it off glass, no good. Rebound taken out by Shelton. That's Ullman who snags the bound. He's going to kick it up ahead here for Mulbach. Mulbach facing some pressure from Hines. Dribbles, backs up, so there's no five-second count going on here. Minute and a half into the game, 4-3. Gibbon with the lead, Shelton with the basketball. They cycle through. Devin Stroh going man-to-man against Clark here. They'll kick right wing for Mulbach. Mulbach dribbling, backing out. Hines is right there with him. They give it out here for Nemach. Off of a ball screen, Nemach dribbles and backs out a little bit as Lopez is staying right with him. Here's Mulbach. Very patient look here for Shelton. They're passed around the perimeter. Now they'll enter it on the baseline here for Rosh. Back out for Clark. He'll fire a three. It's an air ball, and we got a foul on the rebound. Tripping on his way to the rebound was Tanner Gideon, and as a result, he ends up pushing. So that'll be his first foul. And Shelton's going to inbound. They wipe up a little bit of perspiration over there. Now Rosh is going to inbound it on the baseline. Gets it for Mulbach. Mulbach's going to fire a three. That's going to be no good. And it's off the hands of the Buffaloes and out of bounds. So it belongs to the Bulldogs here. Dorzynski couldn't quite reel in that rebound, even though there wasn't anybody around him. And now Rosh will inbound it here for Shelton. Off of a screen they give it for Mulbach. They're trying to set a ball screen for him. He doesn't use it. So Clark will get it top of the circle. Now left side for Ullman. Ullman working against some pressure by Gideon. Puts up a quick little floater, no good. And rebounded by the Buffaloes. Hines, after snagging the bound, dribbles himself. Kicks it back out here for Dorzynski. Entry pass inside for Stroh. Stroh, ball fake, shot off glass, no good. Shelton pulls down the rebound. Nemach snags the bound, brings it across the timeline, working against Lopez, dribbles behind his back, and will flip it over here for Mulbach, who drives, floats, and scores. Jared Mulbach with a nice little float in the lane, and Shelton takes the lead right back. They lead it now 5-4, as we've got 5 minutes left. Quarter number one. Just getting started here in what should be a very entertaining game between Buffaloes and the Bulldogs. Just down Highway 30 from each other. Kick left side, Hines. He's going to fire and hit a three. Corbin Hines caught it in rhythm. Fires the three-pointer from the corner. And we've got a two-point ball game again. Going back and forth here in the early stages. Right now, Gibbon has that two-point lead. Dribbling here, Mulbach. Kicks back out. Top of the circle for Rosh. Everybody cycles through. Great ball movement. They're going to fire a three-pointer on that left side. And Mulbach's three is stuck. Stays between the iron and the glass. And so that'll be a jump ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to Gibbon. Case Cherry is going to check into the ball game here for the Bulldogs. So does Dalton Warren. Possession arrow is pointing to Shelton, so they'll get the basketball. Yeah, we haven't had a held ball, and the opening tip was controlled by Gibbon. So Ullman gets it, and we're going to have a drive here by Mulbach, and they're going to say Mulbach on the start. Took an extra step, so that'll be a Shelton turnover. So 4:25 to go. Here in quarter number one, nearing the midway point, 7-5 Gibbon over Shelton. They've got the basketball working around the perimeter. And they lob it down low on the baseline to Stroh. Stroh shot no good, but gets his own rebound, takes it off glass, and he's fouled. Devin Stroh so strong in underneath. Couldn't get that shot to fall, but hit on the arm, so he'll go to the line after Dalton Warren is called for the foul. And the free throw for Stroh, no good. He's got one more coming here. Score remains 7-5. Stroh wipes the sweat off of his hands on his shorts, bends the knees, fires the free throw, and brings that one home. Largest lead of the game for Gibbon. They lead it now 8-5. Dribbling down the sideline is Mulbach. And Mulbach actually dribbled on the sideline. So Shelton turns the ball over. Right at midcourt. For the Buffaloes, tossing it in is going to be Tommy Costello, who checked in a little bit ago. Corbin Hines with the dribble gives it back out here to Costello. They cycle through in the lane. Nice pass in for Tanner Gideon. Gideon, a little runner, won't fall. And it's going to be rebounded by Shelton. Snagging the bound there is Clark. And they're going to drive down low. Bucket and foul. Good. Leaning up there is Jaden Ullman. And Ullman, nice friendly roll there. Drove in hard. Hit on the arm. And will now try to finish the three-point play after the foul was called on Devin Stroh. Axtell. Donnie Axtell called for his first foul. And the free throw is up and good for Ullman. Turnover. Shelton, long outlet pass. Great pass up ahead to Ullman, who pulls it down, and he is hit on the arm, putting up the shot. And he'll go back to the line. He tied it at 8 with a free throw a moment ago, and now he'll try to untie it thanks to a foul being called here on Tommy Costello after the turnover on the other end and the long outlet pass by Shelton. So Ullman's free throw is up and good. And it's now 9-8. Shelton's led by 2 a couple of times. Gibbon has had a 3-point lead. Other than that, it's been a pretty tight ball game. And the second free throw is no good. And the rebound tipped around, swatted away. Trying to keep it alive was Devin Stroh, and kept it alive, but into the end of the Gibbon bench. Well, they're going to say it was deflected off of somebody after Stroh tipped it, off of Shelton. So it is going to be Gibbon basketball. They work it now inside for Stroh. Stroh shot no good. Can't come up with it. And Shelton pulls down the rebound. Snagging the bound here is Mulbach, who drives the entire length, drives, splits the defense, lays it up and in. And we've got a timeout. 3:08 to go here in quarter number one, a timeout taken by Gibbon as they trail it 11-8. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back here to Gibbon right after this timeout.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Right now, Gibbon and Shelton involved in a pretty good up-and-down affair. We've been within 3 points one way or another the entire game. Both teams have had three-point leads. Right now, that's the lead for Shelton at 11-8. And a little drive and dish inside underneath for Franny Lopez. And Lopez will score. Well, that was a nice little drive on that right side and dumped down by Zach Ewalt. Give him an assist. Around the perimeter, now slowing it down is going to be Shelton. They give it up on the left side here for Case Terry. Handoff, driving through is Warren. Warren, little floater, no good. Rebound tipped, and tracking it down is going to be Hines. So Hines pulls down the rebound, and he'll help bring it in the offensive end. They kick it out. Dorzynski is going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. But then Lopez is able to pull down the rebound, and they're going to slow it down. So Hines, after Lopez hustled in the corner for the basketball, slows down the offense. They pass around the perimeter. In the corner here is going to be Hines. Hines, off of a screen set by Lopez, is going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark, and Lopez pulls down the rebound. Some things that don't necessarily show up in the book right now, Franny Lopez is providing that. Dribbling is Dorzynski. Gives it right side for Hines. Baseline drive, and being shut off there is Gideon, so he'll kick it back out. As Shelton right now going with a little 2-3 zone. Lopez has it on that left side. Bounce pass over to Gideon on the right side. They entered inside, and Zach Ewalt was bracketed by a couple of Bulldogs, and one of them reached in and committed a foul. They're going to call the foul on number two, Case Terry. Devin Stroh checking back into the ball game for Shelton, for Gibbon rather. Corbin Hines is going to inbound it. Trying to get it to Stroh, and it's off the mark, and Gibbon turns the basketball over. Coming up with a loose ball there was Evan Clark. Clark kicks it out here for Nemac. As they're in the half-court set now, Mulbach throws in the corner there for Clark. Clark working against Hines. Stops on the left wing with a minute 22 to go. His outlet pass stolen away by Gideon. Gideon's going to drive, take it off glass, and good. Gideon had to adjust because Shelton collapsed back on defense. Great hustle trying to get involved in the play there was Rosh. But a great move there by Tanner Gideon. Costello, by the way, is just committed a foul for Gibbon. That's going to be his second. So Costello will come out, and Isaiah Gomez is going to check in for the Buffaloes. Buffaloes will go 9 or 10 deep, and so will Shelton, but they only got 9 guys suited up. Mulbach dribbling. Shut off. They'll kick it back out here for Rosh. And Clark's got it now on that right side. Clark tries to lob it down low. It's a little bit too high, and Tanner Gideon picks up the loose ball after the Shelton turnover. They get up on the right side for Lopez. Lopez kicks it out for Hines. Hines drives the baseline. Back the iron, no good. And rebounded by Shelton. A rebound there by Rosh, and they're going to slow it down. 30 seconds to go. Mulbach has it. Doesn't look like they're working for the last shot just yet. Now they're getting that instruction from Coach Donner. Marcus Donner says back it out a little bit. Stand in the jump circle with the dribble is Mulbach. Mulbach not closely guarded by Gideon. Now he is, but then he backs off. So the five-second count is off. And they'll get the ball here left side for Rosh. 10 seconds and a timeout. Being taken by Coach Donner with 10.1 to go here in the quarter. Gibbon, 12. Shelton, 11. Final 10 seconds. And this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. The final 10 seconds right after this timeout.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Reminder for you that all of our games do stream live via the World Wide Web, and that internet streaming is brought to you by the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We are the difference makers. Call to schedule a campus visit. And again, you can find all of our games at PlatteRiverPreps.com, regardless of what station they're on. Here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Ball inbounded, 4 seconds left. Entry pass down low. They get it inside for Nemac, and Nemac will score. A beautiful pick and roll off the inbounds, and Shelton takes the lead heading into the second quarter. It's 13-12 as we'll head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here in Gibbon, where we got a good one going. We've had a number of lead changes. Right now the Buffaloes are down 13-12, but they've got the basketball first to start the second quarter as they work it around the perimeter. They're trying to find a way to get it into Stroh, but it's not happening, so they're going to put it up a zone. They're really packing it in, tried to force it in there, and Gibbon has just turned the ball over. Both teams with 3 turnovers apiece. And taking care of the basketball would be a huge factor in this game. And our Seeds of Success brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Regis. Little penetration, kick out here for Evan Clark, and Clark drains a three-pointer. So Clark drains the three-pointer, and Shelton has their largest lead of the ball game at 16-12. A little drive on that right side, losing the basketball is going to be Gideon, and the ball rolls out, and going on the ground to come up with it is going to be Evan Clark, and then Coach Donner calls a timeout with 7:08 to go. Clark needed a timeout, otherwise he probably would have turned the ball over. So to maintain the possession, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. The timeout taken by Coach Donner, and we'll be back in 30 seconds with it 16-12 here in Gibbon right after this timeout.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We also brought you our timeout, and also good basketball brought that timeout. Coach Donner called a great timeout there. Otherwise, they would have lost the basketball. And a bucket here is worth 2 points, just like a bucket late in the game. It was worth the same amount. So Shelton has the basketball. Mulbach backing in, spins, floats, back of the iron, rolling around, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out to Stroh, and Stroh is on the run. He'll slow it down a little bit, but they still are looking to score. They kick it out, trail three-pointer here for Gideon. Gideon's tray will not fall, and it's a last touch by one of the Buffaloes. I think Stroh got a finger on it trying to get that rebound. Good look at the three-pointer. It just was a little bit too strong, and the angle kind of took it down to the baseline, and Stroh couldn't come up with a rebound. So Ullman, facing some pressure, will bring it across the timeline and carried it. He had trouble handling the basketball and just ended up carrying the basketball. Kind of got stuck on his hip, and Coach Donner's saying, just slow down. You're okay. Don't worry about it. Franny Lopez gives it off for Donnie Axtell. Left side for Lopez. Inside for Stroh. Good ball movement as they put it to Hines. Back to Stroh. Back to Hines. Hines doesn't want to shoot the top of Nemac. Getting it in for Stroh. They collapse on him. Skips it out. Three-pointer here for Lopez. That's off the mark and taken out by Shelton. They're going to have a reach. As Colin Nemac pulled down the rebound, started dribbling out with it. They reached for the basketball, and that's going to be a foul and on Hines. So Corbin Hines, his first foul of the ball game. 16-12, Shelton with the lead and the basketball with 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. A little penetration kick out for Nemac. Nemac going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be no good, and we're going to call a foul on the rebound. Snagging the bound there was Stroh. Stroh got the bound and also was the guy that was pushed by Evan Clark, and that'll be Clark's first foul. Two teams will be back in action on Friday. Gibbon will host conference rival Ord, and Shelton will have Deschler at home. Entry pass stolen away. Gibbon turns it over, and then Shelton trying to connect up with Jaden Ullman, who was up court. They threw a little bit too far, and they turned it right back over. So we just exchanged turnovers, and now slowly the offensive end is going to be Hines. It gives it out for Franny Lopez. They enter it in, and there was nobody there. They're going to call a kick. I didn't think there was a kick there, but the back official, the other two officials were letting him roll. Back official is going to call a kick. He had a pretty good angle at it, even though he was the back guy. So they're going to call the kick, so it will stay in possession of Gibbon. And they inbound it here for Lopez. Lopez has it top of the circle, skips it off for Hines, gets it inside for Stroh. Stroh with a little ball fake, and he's held on that ball fake. He's fouled before he went up. And then Jay Nolman called for the foul. Now five as a team against both squads. So Hines throws in on the baseline. Lob pass to the elbow, quickly out to Stroh in that left wing. Stroh steps in, steps through, layup, no good. Contested layup. And rebounded by Shelton. So snagging the bound there is Mulbach. Mulbach still on the dribble, backing in against Hines. puts up a tough shot, gets his own rebound there, and then loses the basketball. It was knocked away by Corbin Hines. They're going to say he was the last to touch it. He thought it went off of Mulbach's legs, but in any event, it is going to be Gibbon basketball. Excuse me, Shelton basketball. Shelton on the baseline, throws in. Wash gets it in for Ullman. Ullman kicks out here for Clark. Clark is open for the three-pointer. That's a little bit too long. And coming up with a rebound, eventually it rolls out to Franny Lopez. That was a full contact battle for that basketball. Lopez gets the ball back, thought about the three, then lost the basketball, so we'll give it back out here for Hines. 4:45 to go, second quarter, 16-12. Gibbon trails, but they've got the basketball, and they skip it out for Hines, who will fire a three-pointer. That's going to be short. And Shelton with another rebound. That's Rosh, who pulls it down, waits for everybody to clear, and the junior will bring it across the timeline, kick it left side for Mulbach. He's picked up man-to-man here by Hines. As they throw it on that left side for Clark. Clark dribbles to the free throw line. Jumper is going to be no good and rebounded by Costello for Gibbon. Entry pass for Stroh in transition. Gets a bucket and the foul. Little penetration and a nice pass down low for Stroh. And Stroh caught and went up all in one motion. The foul is going to be on Kyle Rosh. That is going to be his first. And Stroh will try to finish the three-point play. He's made it a two-point ball game right now. And so he's already cut the lead in half once. He can cut the lead in half again here if he makes this free throw. And he does. So it's now 16-15. Stroh now has six of the 15 points here for Gibbon. Ball up ahead here for Clark. Clark working against Hines. Still dribbling. 5 second count's going on, so he has to hand the ball off, and he'll set a screen for Ullman. Ullman's pass is going to be tipped around, and Shelton's turned it over. Stroh comes up with it. His long outlet pass is going to be intercepted. Now driving is going to be Clark, and Clark going to be fouled by Stroh. And now Clark will help Stroh up. He was hoping to get the charge, but instead it's going to be a block called here on Devin Stroh. That'll be his first. And that was before the shot. He was basically jump-stopping, and the foul came on the jump-stop and not the shot. So Clark will inbound on the baseline, cutting through his Ullman, and Ullman will score. That was a beautifully run inbounds play. And a perfect timing on that cut. And so Gibbon needs a bucket. A nice entry pass in for Stroh. Stroh gets a nice pass, and he'll score. That one was all about the timing of the pass to the wing, and immediately throwing it back in for Stroh, and now stepping in and making the steal is Hines. Hines is going to split the defense, lay it up and in. Corbin Hines, after the steal, makes the layup. And it's now a one-point lead for Gibbon, 19-18. 3 minutes to go on the baseline with the basketball is Case Terry. He puts up a quick jumper, no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound. It was pulled down by Corbin Hines. Then Hines is fouled, and he'll go to the other end of the court and shoot a free throw. Jaden Ullman did not have the angle on that rebound. Went for it anyway, and he's going to be called for his second foul. And Corbin Hines will go to the line for the front end of a 1-1. Hines about a 60% free throw shooter on the season. The free throw here is off the mark, and tracking it down is Lopez. Lopez had it. Ball goes out of bounds. And the officials are getting together to discuss whose basketball it is. I have not seen the indication it is going to be given basketball. So we're going to give Lopez credit for a rebound there. And they'll toss it in here for Tanner Gideon. Back out to Hines. Back to Gideon. Lob pass in for Stroh, and it's going to be intercepted. Rosh with a great defensive play there. Coming up with the basketball. They kick it up ahead here for Nemac. Now with 2:40 to go off of the screen, Ullman has it. Backing in against Tanner Gideon. Nothing happening there, so he'll kick it out for Evan Clark. Clark fakes the handoff to Ullman. Dribbles to the right side. Long jumper, no good. Offensive rebound for Rosh. And Rosh on the way to the basket, fouled. But he was trying to shot, so he'll get two here. That's going to be on Stroh. That's going to be his second. So good work here for Rosh to pull down the rebound. And now he'll go line and shoot a couple. And the first one's up and good. So Rosh makes the first of two. I'll hand him the basketball one more time here. Takes his time at the line. That's a good-looking series he went through, and he hit both free throws to give Shelton now a 20-19 lead. Rosh now, those are his first 2 points. Pass on the right wing, that's Tanner Gideon. Gideon's going to drive off glass, no good. And rebound by Nemac. Nemac pulls down the rebound after the give and miss. And then Shelton's going to turn the ball over. Coming up with it is going to be Franny Lopez, who will kick right wing here for Gideon. Gideon's going to fire the three, no good. And another rebound here for Rosh, who will set a screen and allow Shelton to dribble out with the basketball. Mulbach has it. Left wing, they get it for Clark. Clark gets a nice little screen, will step up and hit a long two. Evan Clark with the long two-pointer off of the ball screen. And a three-point lead once again. And now trying to tie it is going to be Gideon in transition. It's bouncing around the rim. It's no good. And the rebound is tipped out. Another three-pointer, no good here for Hines. And Lopez with the tip in traffic. The bucket falls. How did that go in? And he's fouled. Franny Lopez makes the putback and didn't touch Jared Mulbach, but Mulbach reacted to him and committed the foul on him. So Mulbach is called for the foul, and Lopez finishes the three-point play. No, they're going to wave it off. Lane violation on Lopez himself. So wave off the made free throw there. And the score remains 22-21. Shelton is up by one. Lopez made the free throw, but went across the line a little early. And now he's going to commit the foul. Franny Lopez reaching in as his first foul of the ball game. Both teams have committed 8 fouls now, so this will be a 1-1 for Jared Mulbach. So Mulbach ...82% free throw shooter, rattles that one in. So that'll earn him the bonus. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound tipped up and in by Ullman. So Ullman makes the putback. And Shelton with a 4-point lead. Runner in transition, answering right back is Corbin Hines. So Hines just got the inbounds, dribbled up court, floated in traffic, and makes it 25-23. 51 seconds to go before halftime. Pass left side to Warren. Warren gets it back out here for Mulbach. They're not waiting to and put up a quick little jumper was Shelton as well short. Rebound picked up by Hines, and Hines gets it up ahead to Lopez, and Lopez scores. So Hines with a nice defensive rebound and then gets an assist in transition. Thought maybe Shelton might work the clock last possession for the final shot. Now I'm pretty sure they will. Ullman will get a little screen. So he's not closely guarded. 14 seconds. Still has to dribble as Ullman. Takes it in the lane. Loses it. It goes through everybody. And he was the last to touch it. So Shelton turns the ball over. And there's 9.5 to go for Gibbon to do something with it. And Jim Rainburn, the Gibbon girls coach, will talk to us at halftime after their nice win tonight. over the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. Dribbling through traffic here is going to be Hines. Hines kicks right side. Gideon, good look at it. Long jumper, no good. And the rebound is picked up by Shelton at the buzzer. But that will do it. We've got two quarters in the books. We head to halftime. No closer to deciding a winner than when we began. It's 25-all at halftime. We'll take a quick break, have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, talk with Coach Rayburn of the Gibbon Girls. We'll do that right after this timeout.
The Shelton Locker in Shelton is a very proud supporter of the Bulldogs and would like to take the time to wish the athletes and coaches good luck in the game tonight. We know how hard each of you work, in and out of the game, and we're so lucky to be part of an encouraging team here in Shelton and love serving such a great community for years. So when you're looking for the freshest meat and the friendliest people, Shelton Locker is the place to go. Shelton Locker says, go Bulldogs! Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their party room can be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
And welcome back here to Gibbon. We're at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Earlier tonight, the Gibbon girls picked up a 52-33 win over Shelton, and kind enough to join us to talk about it, Jim Rayburn, head coach for the Gibbon girls. And it was a little hairy. It was a tight ball game in that fourth quarter, but you guys really dominated that fourth.
Yeah, the fourth quarter we came out to play, and I think we kind of worked Shelton down by that point. We played a lot of kids, and fourth quarter we definitely owned the fourth quarter.
And again, it seemed like in the fourth quarter, turnovers have been kind of an issue for both you and Shelton all season. But it really seemed that fourth quarter, you guys were really able to kind of control the basketball, took much better care of the ball. It wasn't perfect, but did probably win that turnover margin in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, the fourth quarter, we just cleaned our own messes up. We made a lot of silly, unforced errors through the first three quarters of the basketball game, and we just told them it's up to us to clean this mess up, or we're going to lose the ball game tonight. And when we cleaned our mess up, we got some easy shots, and then we got down and played better defense, which led to some turnovers, which led to layups and free throws, and that was definitely a difference in the ball game.
And Maddie Hyde had a nice game for you tonight, and it really looked like the girls were kind of going to Maddie, looking to her for some leadership.
Yeah, we knew we had a big size mismatch inside with Maddie, and Maddie's been definitely come on each of the last 3 years that she's played for us there, and she's learning to take up her space a lot better than she has, and owning her house, what we call it, down low. And when we did give her nice passes into the post, she made good things happen for us.
And finished with 16 points. And, again, I don't know her individual shooting numbers, but it seemed like her shooting percentage was pretty good because she took nothing but good shots.
Yeah, we try to get her on the low block, no more than 3-4 feet out at best. I mean, that's where Maddie needs to thrive. She's not much of an outside threat, so we try to keep her down in her area of the place. And if we can feed her in there with the proper pass, proper fundamental pass in there, Maddie can do good things with the ball.
And if she was miss outside was probably Ellie Snell. She hit a nice three-pointer for you and really handled the ball pretty well. I had her finishing with 13 in the game as well.
Yeah, that's what we had too. Ellie had a really nice fourth quarter, and we depend on Ellie for outside shooting to open things up inside. And for a while, Shelton was double-teaming down on Maddie, especially even on inbounds plays, and leaving Ellie wide open. And once Ellie hit one or two, that opened things up inside for us. And Ellie is a good ball player.
And again, one of the things that's interesting about your team is just how many sophomores you have and kind of the depth that you're beginning to develop, because you're playing a lot of girls out there.
Yeah, we have 13 kids out, 11 of them are sophomores. And, Faith's been with us. She missed most of last season. And Maddie, we... when we came here 3 years ago, we come and talked to Maddie and even going out for basketball. So, you know, even our upperclassmen are fairly inexperienced, and you play 11 sophomores, and there's a lot of growing pains you have, and especially in the Lou Platt Conference with the quality of competition you have there, it's a pretty tough match.
And I've kind of talked to you about this before your games. I go, yeah, you're young now, but let's talk about that learning process. It does seem to me, and I've seen you a couple of times this year, I've seen growth, and you probably see it almost every day in practice.
Yeah, we have. We've improved about 20 points per game, you know, in the margin from last year, which we still have a long ways to go. And at times, as a coach, you wish it would go a little faster than it even does. But you know, we just got to keep plugging away and making practice. We'll make it, and hopefully, as these girls are juniors and seniors, then we can have some good a record as Gibbons had in a long time.
And again, with only one win coming in, you kind of worry a little bit about girls getting discouraged. You get a little boost today because obviously you pick up the win. But how is that level? How is that? Is there an understanding on their part that this is a long-term process?
You know, I hope so. I know they get discouraged. You know, they've had a couple rough volleyball seasons, you know, as freshmen and sophomores. And when, from a wins and losses perspective, they made a lot of improvement. But you know, you can only get beat so many times and still want to get up. And you know, and that's part of it with our coaching. It's hard. You know, we have to be a fine line between being too critical of them and boosting them up, but not giving them praise that they don't deserve either. You know, it's a tough line, but I think we've handled it pretty well so far. And you know, if the kids believe and orchestrate like they do in the fourth quarter, like the coaches want them to do, you know, that they've got it. They've got a good potential, but they've got it. You know, it's going to take a lot of work ethic, and it's going to take, you know, a lot of focus.
You're running into a pretty good athletic team when you take on Ord coming up Friday night. Heading into a game like that, do you really prepare for Ord, or you just worry about what you guys do? I mean, do you guys just trying to improve yourself as much as possible?
No, quite honestly, that is exactly true, Randy. We have to improve ourselves, and you know, we're going to have to handle their pressure, and we got to make progress with ourselves more than worry about somebody like that. You know, some of the games that we're more equal to, you know, you try to take away their main player and do this and that. But with a team like, you know, the Ords, the Kearney Catholics, the Ravannas, it's more about improving yourself, improving your composure, making small gains in certain areas of the basketball game, and hoping to build on some of that stuff.
Well, I'm seeing it, Jim. It's heading in the right direction.
Well, we greatly appreciate it, Randy.
Hey, appreciate the time. Best luck to you down the road.
Thanks for coming over to Gibbon tonight.
All right. Jim Rayburn, head girls basketball coach for the Lady Buffaloes, as they win it comfortably 52-33 over Shelton. The boys are tied 25-25, and we'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Check the numbers right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Shelton and Gibbon tied at 25 as we'll be tipping off the, they inbound the ball, but we'll be starting the second half here in just a moment. Let's give you some of our halftime numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Shelton, as they're being led tonight by Jaden Ullman, who has 8 points in their intermission, 5 for Evan Clark. Colin Nemac also has 5. Jared Mulback with 5, and Kyle Roche with 2 points here in the ball game. For the Buffaloes, total up all these numbers, you'll also get to the number 25. Devin Stroh leading the way. He's got 8. Corbin Hines has 7. Franny Lopez with 6. And Tanner Gideon with 4. So they all are averaging about 5 points here, but 8, 7, 6, and then 4 for Stroh, Hines, Lopez, and Gideon here in the first half. And we're just about all set and ready to start the second half as we'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report with the tones of a little Hell's Bells by AC/DC, the horn. We're just about set and ready to go. And again, this is one of the more well-run productions of PA announcing and music and all that stuff that you're going to find in high school basketball in this part of the state, and most certainly in the Luplac Conference. And there's some schools that do it pretty darn well. We're heading to the third quarter. Shelton and Gibbon deadlocked at 25. And again, just kind of setting the tone is what each team is really going to want to do here. As we start second half, Shelton does have the basketball. And their pass on that left side is off the mark, and Shelton turns the ball over. Turnover is going to be a big key here. Whoever takes better care of the ball, in my opinion, probably going to win this one. That would be our Seeds of Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Legis. Entry pass for Devin Stroh. Stroh steps through and took an extra step. Yep. And that was close. That was a nice move, but Stroh just maybe half of an extra step there. But it had a reward at it. And dribbling down the sideline, Shelton turns the ball over. So it goes right back to our point that we're making about taking better care of the ball. Working Growers Term for the latest weather, market updates, agronomy information to get the most out of every acre. That's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com. On their smartphone, the great Seeds of Success, where better yields start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Take care of the ball, just like a great entry pass in there for Devin Stroh. Stroh takes it off glass, and it is in. So Gibbon takes the lead back here, 27-25, and dribbling through some traffic, and it's going to be a charge. Stroh with the defensive position there, and Nemock ran into it for the charge. So Colin Nemock with the offensive foul, that's a charge. And again, it's because of that great position by Stroh. So Hines brings it up court. Kicks left side for Franny Lopez. Back out top of the circle here for Hines. Hines has the pass deflected. Gideon wanted it, and I think he wanted to shoot a three, but when he had to come up for the ball, kind of threw off his rhythm. So they'll kick it out here for Hines. Now right back out to Gideon. Gideon that time well behind the arc. So instead of shooting over the top of Ullman, he'll give it off. Now gets it back. Now he's in rhythm. Gideon still doesn't shoot it. Gives it to Hines. He'll shoot the three. That's going to be a little bit short and rebounded by the Bulldogs. Another rebound here by Jared Mulbach, who gives it off here for Ullman. Ullman for Evan Clark. On the right side, they give it for Mulbach. Mulbach, everybody cycles through. He's used up his dribble, didn't get anywhere with it. Now pressure being put on by Hines, but he's able to skip it over to Evan Clark. Back on the right wing here for Mulbach, who drives. And we're going to have a block called. As down on the ground is Mulbach, and he is helped up by both Hines and Dorzinski. Great sportsmanship being shown all game by both of these two teams. Ball inbound on the baseline here for Clark as the foul is called on Hines a little bit ago. Three-pointer, no good. And it goes off of the hands of Dorzinski and out of bounds. So Shelton is going to inbound it on the sideline. Nemack to toss it in. Tommy Costello is going to check into the ball game. Dorzinski comes out. Clark will go up right side. Mulbach took his eyes off the ball and turned it over. It goes through his hands and out of bounds. So there's an unforced error. That's a break here for the Buffaloes, who already lead it 27-25. 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. And the long skip pass between two given basketball players and tapping his chest saying, "That's my fault," was Tommy Costello. Because Costello says he probably should have held that possession. He just started a cut just as the pass was beginning to be made. And so it ends up in the student section for Gibbon High. On the dribble is Ullman. Ullman drives it down to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Open for a long deuce is Rosh. Rosh can't get it to fall. And Stroh pulls down the rebound after the miss. Stroh helps kick it up. Now Stroh wants the ball down low, but they don't throw it into him, so Gideon works it around the perimeter to Hines. Back out to Gideon. Gideon looking at that zone, little 2-3 zone. Ball fake driving the baseline here is Costello. Costello comes up a little bit short, and it's going to be rebounded by Shelton. Rebounded by Ullman, and now Ullman gets the ball back between the circles. He's just playing a little catch right now with Mulbach as everybody cycles through. Mulbach now is going to drive, slips, and his bounce pass is then going to be intercepted. Picking it up is Gideon. Over for Lopez. Lopez drives and is fouled. Lopez with a good, strong drive. And then fouled. And that will be on Rosh. That is going to be his second. So Lopez, who already has 6 points in the ball game, will go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. And the first one's good. So after making the first, another free throw coming up here for Lopez with 5:11 to go, third quarter. Second free throw is up and good. So now it's 29-25. Lopez now with 8 points in the ballgame. Should have had nine, but they waved up one of his made free throws because of a lane violation. Clark has it on the baseline, working against Stroh. Takes off glass. Good. That's a strong drive by Evan Clark. Actually drove under the glass and then was able to jump back into the field of play and take it off the glass. Pass is tipped, but picking it up over there is going to be Costello. Costello skips it off here for Hines. Hines inside for Stroh. Stroh shoots over the top of the defense, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound that was pulled down by Nemac. Nemac got the rebound after the give and miss. And that's going to be on the Buffaloes. And that's going to be on Franny Lopez. That's going to be his second, team second. And on the baseline, Nemac will face full court pressure. Lopez right there on him as he's able to bounce it to Clark. Clark dribbles down the sideline, working against Devin Stroh. He'll stop from the wing, and they cycle through. Ball's on the ground. Lopez comes up with it, works against pressure, kicks it up ahead to Stroh. Nice pass to Stroh, who drives and runs into the defender, and they're going to call the charge, I believe. I haven't seen the indication. They're pointing. The officials are getting together. I thought the defender had set position. They're discussing it. And they're going to call a reach before the charge. They're going to call a reach here on Ullman. And that's going to be his third. And it's on the ground, so that won't be a shot. Yeah, what it couldn't be is a shot, because if there was anything at that contact, it probably would have been the charge. The foul came before the charge. Stroh wants the inbounds. And they'll get it in here for Lopez, who kicks it out top of the circle for Costello. Costello's three is no good and rebounded by number three. Hines then with a little dribble drive. And he's fouled on the arm. So Dalton Warren called for the foul. And two free throws coming up here for Hines. Hines' first free throw is up and good. Hines, a 60% free throw shooter, makes the first one. And the second one is up and good as well. So now 31-27. Ullman working against pressure by Gideon. Brings it across the timeline. Had a better angle. And gives it down here to Clark. Clark looks the Warren, but gives it left side to Nemac instead. He'll step back and hit a three. They went for the steal, and Nemac made him pay. As they left him open, he'd step back, got his footing underneath him, and drained the three-pointer. Entry pass for Stroh, going to be intercepted. Warren makes the steal as Shelton turns the ball over. A three-pointer in transition here for Shelton that's no good. And rebounded by Hines. Hines dribbles, dishes, left wing with it is Costello. He doesn't want to shoot the three-pointer, so he'll skip it out here for Gideon. Gideon gave away, gets it in that right corner for Hines. Hines off a screen set by Stroh, gets it out here for Gideon, who's going to fire the three-pointer. That's no good. And rebounded by Shelton. Rebound by Nemac. He stopped at midcourt. We'll get it out for Ullman. Ullman dribbles on that right wing with 3:10 to go. Now top of the circle for Clark. They cycle through with this man-to-man. And a little body foul is going to be called on Costello. And Tommy Costello is going to pick up his third foul. And Dorzinski is going to check back in for the Buffaloes. Shelton inbounds on the far sideline. That's Clark. And we got a timeout being taken by Shelton. 3:04 to go, third quarter, 31-30. Gibbon with the lead, Shelton with the timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Back to Gibbon right after this.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing at 800-824-1865.
It's the dream of every American, your own home. And TNT Contracting brings that dream to you with the incomparable beauty and craftsmanship that only they can provide. Whether your old home is not big enough or you're looking to update it, TNT Contracting can complete your new home or remodel on time, on budget. TNT Contracting can help you with everything, including the design of your new home or remodel. Call Todd and Tim today at TNT Contracting. Check out their Facebook page for contact information and more. They are what you might say dynamite at what they do.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 31-30, a good one brewing here with 3:04 to go in the third quarter. Shelton down, but they've got the basketball. They get it to Nemac. Nemac's going to drive all the way in, take it off glass, and score. Had a nice little ball screen he came off of, and that opened things up for him. Gideon has the dribble into the corner. Kicks it back out here to Dorzinski, who checked in during the timeout, giving it to Lopez. Lopez's pass through traffic goes off the hands of Case Terry and out of bounds. So the Shelton defense in the right place at the right time, but it is off their hands and out of bounds. And right now, Devin Strome talking with David Benge. Ball inbounded here for Tanner Gideon, and they'll kick the ball back out for Tommy Costello. Throws in the corner for Lopez. Lopez wide open, but will give the ball off here for Gideon. We'll skip it out here for Costello. Costello stopped by Terry, so they'll kick it back out. Now they try to get it to Stroh. Stroh outside the lane. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out for Dorzinski. Costello now has it. Nice ball movement here for Gibbon, and the Shelton defense reacting very well to the ball being passed around the perimeter. Right side, Lopez has it. Entry pass tipped around off of a couple of Bulldogs, and it's either going to be a foul or a hell ball. Loose ball was picked up by Clark, and Gibbon commits the foul. They had it, and I'll tell you what, that ball wasn't going to come out of Evan Clark's hands very easy. Evan Clark called for the foul. Gibbon is going to inbound the basketball here, and I don't understand. I thought they called a foul. Did they call a held ball? I thought they called a foul. The officials are getting together and actually are having a conversation with both David Benge and Marcus Donner, the two head coaches. Marcus Donner does not believe what's happening here. I think they called a jump ball. And the officials are coming over, and they're going to say that the ball was held and then Clark committed the foul. So they gave Evan Clark a foul there after the ball was held. So it is given basketball. They inbound it. They throw it in the corner. Three-pointer here for Hines. No good. Franny Lopez is able to get his hands on the basketball to kick it out here for Hines. Little drive in underneath. No good. Stroh comes up with the rebound and falls after running into Dalton Warren, who had fallen down. And they're going to give the foul to Rosh. So they're going to give the foul to Rosh. And the ball is going to be inbounded. For Rosh, that's his third foul. Tossed in for Lopez. Lopez into the corner for Hines. Hines is going to fire the three-pointer. That is off the mark. And rebound taken out by Shelton. Snagging the bound there was Case Terry. And they'll give it up ahead here for Jared Mulbach. And we've got a moving screen being called on the Bulldogs. And the Shelton faithful not overly happy with how this is going right now. 32-31, Shelton has the lead. And now we got 99 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Marcus Donner wants an explanation from the officials. Hines brings in the offensive end. He'll give the ball back out to Drazinski that inbounded it. Giving it to Franny Lopez. Lopez, little ball fake, gives it off left side for Hines. Hines watches everybody cycle through. Kicks it out here for Drazinski, who's going to fire a long jumper. That's no good. And the rebound, well, never really was secured. And Jared Mulbach tried to track it down. He ran out of real estate. He was the last to touch it. And so it will be Gibbon basketball. Excuse me, it will be Shelton basketball. And say that one of the Gibbon players was out of bounds first. Only a lot of hands right along the sideline fighting for the basketball. Mulbach has it with a minute 8 to go. And the entry pass is going to be intercepted. Corbin Hines right there, so Shelton turns the ball over. Hines still under dribble. In the lane. Kicks it out. Nobody there, but tracking it down is going to be Gomez. Gomez dribbles. We'll give it right side for Lopez. Franny Lopez gets it on the baseline. A little jumper here by Dorzinski. That's no good. And Shelton pulls down the rebound. 43 seconds to go. Driving through traffic is going to be Nemac. And Nemac loses the basketball. I think it was blocked initially there by Gomez. And then Shelton touched it and knocked it out of bounds. Right now, the game is really ragged. There's real no good flow to this basketball game. And so they need to kind of settle down here. Tanner Gideon helps working around the perimeter. There's Dorzinski. Throws in the corner here for Hines. Back out for Dorzinski. 26 seconds to go. Costello kicks left side, and we've got a moving screen that's going to be called on Gibbon. And that is going to be against Devin Stroh. And Stroh has picked up his third foul. And with 23.1 to go, Shelton has their hands on the basketball. They lead at 32-31. On the dribble here is Nemac. Gives it off left side for Mulbach. 12 seconds to go. Mulbach, not closely guarded, gives it on the right side for Clark. Clark, everybody cycles through, gives it to Rosh. Left side, backing out is Mulbach. He's going to try a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Costello, and Costello from 60 feet away. He'll put up a three. It's off the mark. And that's going to do it for three quarters of basketball. Shelton with a 32-31 lead over Gibbon. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
If you've been thinking about getting into boating, the time is now. Buzz's Marine's 38th Annual Used Boat Show is January 9th through the 16th. Extended limited warranties, on-site financing, and the largest selection of premium used boats. To top it off, during the show, some of our hottest Pro Shop accessories are up to 50% off. Come see us January 9th through the 16th. The best 8 days to buy new to you. It's the used boat show that you do not want to miss. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Fortunately, everybody's staying pretty healthy in this one. Haven't seen any semblance of any kind of injuries. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Gibbon, down by one, has the basketball, 32-31. And they dribble on that right side. They get it to Hines. Hines playing a little catch here with Gideon. As they got that zone, a little 2-3 zone, they'll skip it out on the left wing here to Dorzinski. Dorzinski's entry pass is stolen away. Making the steal here is going to be Nemac. Nemac gives it underneath the Clark. Clark's going to try the layup. Fouled on the arm. And he'll head the line for a couple. So Evan Clark going to go to the line for a couple after the first foul of the ball game. Well, that's not right. They gave a foul to Costello. Says one on the board. That should be his third. In any event, Evan Clark is going to go line for a couple of free throws, and the first one's up and good. So Shelton now leads at 33-31. So Clark has another free throw upcoming here. And as we're pretty early on in the action, he's a 36% free throw shooter, but makes both of them. 34-31, three-point lead for Shelton. Stepping through some traffic, putting up the shot off the rim is Stroh. Stroh can't come up with a rebound either as it goes out of bounds. Couldn't come up with it. And it goes off of his foot. And now Shelton will face full court pressure here as Colin Nemac will toss it in. As Lopez right there in front of him. And they'll give it off right side for Mulbach. Mulbach brings it across the timeline. Once they inbound it, Gibbon really dropped back. Ball screen for Mulbach, but he's got nowhere to go. So he'll just back out between the circles, and Hines will continue to put man-to-man pressure on. They get it right side here for Nemac. They cycle through out for Ullman. And Ullman carried the ball. So that'll be a Shelton turnover. 20 turnovers for Shelton, 14 for Gibbon. With it is Costello. Give it off right side for Tanner Gideon. 34-31. Three-pointer to tie it up and good for Corbin Hines. Corbin Hines just, as they worked it around there, they kind of left him alone for a second, and he just stroked in the three-pointer, and we're tied at 34. On the bounce, here's Mulbach all the way down the baseline, and he stepped on the baseline. So another unforced error. So on the dribble, here's Hines in the offensive end. He'll give it off on the right side for Tanner Gideon. Gideon stops, takes it off glass, good. Found a great angle and was able to bank it in from about 4 feet away. Nice job there by Tanner Gideon as Rosh did not want to commit the foul. He's already got three. Here, drive, fingertip, roll by Ullman, good. That gets Jaden Ullman back in the book. He's now got 10 in the game. Him and Nemac leading the way. There's 20 of the 36 points as both of them had 10. Entry pass on the baseline here for Stroh, and Stroh will score. Well, the offensive rhythm is picked up for both teams here, and the inbounds pass stolen away by Lopez, who lays it up and in. A quick little run here by Gibbon as they now build a four-point lead. An 8-0 run, and they make another steal. Pass up ahead to Lopez, off glass, bucket no good, but he's fouled. An 8-0 run by Gibbon, fueled by a couple of Shelton turnovers. And now Lopez will go to the line and shoot a couple. The foul on Mulbach is now his fourth. So this little 8-0 run, and it could go a little bit larger. A special moment of the game brought to you by the special people at AseraCare Hospice. Caring for the moments that matter with locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and York. Serving all the Tri-Cities and beyond. Call AseraCare Hospice today for your loved ones when they need the right care at the right time. Lopez hits the first of two free throws. The second one is no good, but an offensive rebound, and it's up and in! The putback by Hines. So suddenly down by four, they're now up by eight. Check that, they're up by seven, 43-36. Free throw on that, a three-pointer on that right side, good for Evan Clark. So Clark drains the three-pointer to stop the bleeding a little bit. Entry pass, kicked out, three-pointer, good by Hines. So Hines drains another three-pointer. And it's 46-39, and the long pass is knocked out of bounds. Entry pass, stolen away. Nice play again by that Gibbon defense. Drive the dish out to the hot hands, Hines. Hines is going to float. Shot no good. Nothing but white jerseys there. Offensive rebound by Gideon. It's up and in. So Tanner Gideon is able to make the putback. And it's now 48-39. On the dribble here is Ullman. Ullman out to Warren. Warren will pass it out, but first a timeout. 4:26 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout by Shelton, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. The Bulldogs down 48-39. Gibbon with the lead. Shelton with the ball. We come back after this.
Even more basketball at the 9th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic. 8 games featuring a highlight reel headliner between Colorado State champs Aurora Oberlin, featuring ESPN 100 power forward Deron Davis, against Omaha South, led by Husker recruit Aguka Rope. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 13th. Single tickets, good for all 8 games, featuring 7 area teams. Log on to HeartlandHoopsClassic.com for all the matchups. Get tickets now at the Heartland Event Center box office or via Ticketmaster.
The Aurora Cooperative Energy Division handles a full line of premium energy products for all of your agricultural, trucking, and automotive needs. This includes bulk fuel delivery of ethanol-blended gasoline, as well as Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel. Call or stop in your nearest Aurora Cooperative today to order your bulk oil, bulk fuels, and stock up on tubes of grease as you begin preparation for spring field work. For all of your farm's fuel and oil needs, the Aurora Cooperative. Growing opportunities.
6 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Shelton in need of a bucket. They trail it 48-39 here in Gibbon. Ullman has the basketball. Has a little ball screen, and he lost it momentarily, so he'll just kick the ball back out and we'll reset things by giving it to Nemac. Nemac gives it off here left side, and it walked with it, yeah. Dalton Warren wasn't sure which foot he had the pivot foot on, and he guessed wrong. So Shelton with a painful turnover here. They called the timeout. They needed something good to happen. Quite the opposite occurred. Franny Lopez will kick it off right side for Tanner Gideon. He gives it out for Stroh. Off the screen, they give it to the hot hand Hines. Hines thought about the three, but instead he'll pass the ball out here for Gideon, who's going to drive, split the defense, lay it up and in. Strong drive there by Tanner Gideon. I don't know how he found such a good path through the lane, because there was about 3 blue jerseys there. And he lays it up and in, and it's now 50-39. Pass back out here for Rosh, top of the circle, gives it left side for Clark. Wasn't long ago the Bulldogs had a 4-point lead. Now they trail it by 11, a 15-0 run, and the pass is knocked around. Colin Nemac will kick the ball left side, 3-pointer here for Mulbach, no good. And long rebound taken out here by Gideon, who splits the defense and instead of putting the ball at risk is going to kick the ball back out. They'll give it off right side. Now he'll fire a 3-pointer. That's going to be no good. Lopez with an offensive rebound. Takes it out the glass and in. Franny Lopez just outworking everybody on the glass on that far side as he now has 12 in the game and 5 rebounds by one of the shortest guys on the court. Nice little play there. Give and go as Rosh rolls in underneath, gets the pass, and lays it in. That was a great dish there by Evan Clark to set up Rash with a bucket. Now stop the bleeding here a little bit. Cuts the lead down to 11 with 2.5 to go. Shelton's going to have to force the action here. Corbin Hines gives it right side for Lopez, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Nemac. Nemac just an eyelash away from making the steal. And again, Marcus Donner trying to tell him to get up. We've got to pressure the ball. Those long passes have got to be intercepted. Corbin Hines gives it off on the right side here for Gideon. To the elbow for Stroh. Stroh penetrates, kicks back out for Gideon. 2:09 to go. Stroh has it. Flying through is going to be Franny Lopez. Lopez gets the bucket and foul. They cleared out the lane for Franny Lopez and got a great pass by Stroh, lays it off the glass and in. The foul on Nemac is going to be his second. That was a great offensive look, and Lopez hits the free throw. So he finishes the three-point play to make it a 14-point ball game. On the bounce, Nemac. Going to kick it back out here for Rosh. He loses it. Intercepted. They get it up ahead to Stroh. Stroh, nice extra pass to set up the easy bucket here by Hines. 16-point ball game. With a minute 43 to go and another Shelton turnover. Long pass up ahead by Stroh. Trying to throw it up ahead. It goes off of Ullman's hands and out of bounds. And now both teams will enter in four new bodies. And that's going to do it. Shelton, who had a four-point lead at 40-36. Now trail it 57-41. I have to double check that. I think I got that right. Ball inbounded here to Costello. Costello has it. And he'll get the ball here left side for Donnie Axtell. On the dribble now is Isaiah Gomez. His pass to Dorzinski is knocked away. And coming up with it for Shelton is going to be Case Terry. So Gibbon turns it over. And we're going to have a foul because driving in underneath is Mulbach. And Mulbach, the only starter still out there. When you only have nine players, you got to have one starter out there at any given time, at least. And Mulbach driving in is going to be fouled by Axtell. That's going to be Axtell's second. And so Mulbach will shoot two. And the free throw's up and good. Gibbon will host Ord on Friday. Shelton will host Deschler on Friday as well. The free throw is good by Mulbach. And his second one rolls around and is good as well. So he's got seven in the game. Ball inbounded to Costello. Mulbach will pressure him. He'll get it off here for Axtell. Axtell loses the basketball. Shelton forces the Gibbon turnover. Long pass up ahead. And they're going to throw it up a little bit too far as Shelton. They'll turn the ball over and give them a win bound on their baseline. It's Gomez who will toss it in. Zach Ewalt looking for the ball as well. There's Dorzinski. But the ball is going to be inbounded for Costello. Costello dribbles, gives it off for Gomez. Final minute. In the lane is Ewalt. He's going to kick it out. Long three-pointer on that left side for Dorzinski is no good. And another long outlet pass. That one's going to go off the hands of Gibbon in the out of bounds. No, off the hands of Shelton in out of bounds. I misspoke again. Shelton's going to inbound it. They bring in most of the starters. Kyle Rosh is going to toss it in. They get it to Ullman. Ullman's going to fire a three. No good. And rebounded by Gibbon. Snagging the bound there is Gomez. Gomez working against a little pressure by Mulbach, and Mulbach is going to be called for his fifth and final foul. And that's going to be 10 as a team now against Shelton, so Gibbon will have a couple of free throws. Isaiah Gomez going to line to shoot two. Back in for the Dogs is going to be Case Terry. And Isaiah Gomez is going to be the only one in a white jersey on that end of the court as he shoots two free throws. And the first one's no good. Gomez looking for his first points of the night. But Gibbon has found 57 of them, and they lead at 57-43. And the second free throw also no good. And the rebound taken out by Clark. Little runner here on that right side for Ullman. Ullman rattles it in. And we've got a timeout being taken here by Shelton just to stop the clock with 26.3 to go. It's just going to be a substitution timeout. If nobody wants it, we'll just keep playing. Or are we going to have a quick timeout here? 26.3 to go. We are going to have a full timeout being taken by Shelton. They trail it 57-45. We'll be back with the final few seconds of the basketball game right after this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Discover new opportunities at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Opportunities that lead to new connections and new passions. At UNK, you won't just go to class. You won't just meet people. You won't just get involved. Here, there's so much more. You'll get an experience that will impact who you are and what you will become. Around here, people know your name. It's up to you what it will be. At the University of Nebraska at Kearney, we are difference makers. Find out how you can make a difference at unk.edu.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
And as the basketball, they work it in. They dribble on that right side, and we're going to have a little travel. It's called against the Buffaloes. Dribbling through there was Donnie Axtell facing some pressure. And that'll be a given turnover. 8 seconds left to go here in the ball game as Shelton will get it. Evan Clark brings it in the offensive end. They're dribbling top of the circle. They're going to try a fadeaway three at the buzzer on the rim, and no good. So that's going to do it. It's a final. Gibbon 57, Shelton 45. The Buffaloes now are 6-3 on the season, and Shelton falls to 2-7. But they did have a 4-point lead that they could not hold on to in that fourth quarter, and Gibbon comes away with a nice win here at home. 57-45 to complete the doubleheader sweep over Shelton. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show coming up right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. The Shelton Locker in Shelton is a very proud supporter of the Bulldogs and would like to take the time to wish the athletes and coaches good luck in the game tonight. We know how hard each of you work, in and out of the game, and we're so lucky to be part of an encouraging team here in Shelton and love serving such a great community for years. So when you're looking for the freshest meat and the friendliest people, Shelton Locker is the place to go. Shelton Locker says, Go Bulldogs!
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Welcome back here to Gibbon for the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call to schedule your appointment today. Gibbon 57, Shelton 45. We take a look at some team numbers. A couple of them jump out at me. The rebounding was fairly close, but won by Gibbon 26-23. The turnover margin, however, that tips its way to Gibbon substantially, especially in that fourth quarter. In the game, Shelton with 26 turnovers, 17 against Gibbon. And again, Shelton turned the ball over during that run where Gibbon turned a 4-point deficit into an 8-point lead in the span of about a minute and a half. And then the game really never got any closer than that. And Gibbon holds on here, 57-45. And again, some other numbers we would look at. Shelton shot the ball pretty well from the free throw line. They were 9 of 11 from the line. Gibbon was 7-15 from the line. Field goal shooting, Gibbon got 13 more shots. And that's because of the turnovers and some offensive reboundings. They were 23-52 from the field compared to Shelton being 16-39. Shelton was 4-15 from behind the arc. Gibbon was 4-18 from behind the arc as well. And again, rebounding in the game, I had it being 23-20. I misspoke earlier. 23-20, the edge for Gibbon over Shelton. Let's check the individual numbers. First of all, for Shelton, who had a pretty good effort from about three guys in double figures. Jay Nolman finished with 12 points in the game. Evan Clark with 12. Colin Nemac with 10. Jared Mulbach with 7. And Kyle Rosh had 4 points here in the ball game. And again, Shelton falls to 2-7 on the season after the 57-45 win here by the Gibbon Buffaloes. And kind enough to join us to talk about it as he breaks out his book here is going to be Coach Marcus Donner. And great effort tonight by your players there, Coach, but had the lead in the fourth quarter, but then things just kind of unraveled on you. You kind of got bit by the turnover bug in that fourth quarter, and it really hurt you.
Yep, and it's been one of those things for the last 2 years that we've been trying to correct, and we just keep seeming to shoot ourselves in the foot, you know, in key times. And Gibbon, you got to hand it to them. They definitely hit the ball or hit the shot in the right time and they got on a roll. And we just couldn't slow it down.
And it was one of those things that it really was a snowball effect because then Gibbon started playing with a little bit more. They had a little bit more spring in their step, too.
Correct. That's one thing that we've said all year long. You got to go next possession. You can't worry about the next one. And then, unfortunately, it just keeps, like I said, a snowball. And we talked about it as well that, you know, we can't have single-digit quarters. And we had one in the third quarter. That just definitely kind of sets the tone for the rest of the game, I guess. So
yeah, and that third quarter was a strange third quarter, because you actually won the quarter. You only scored 7 points. Gibbon scored 6, and it was a strange quarter, and it just there was no rhythm to that. And Correct. Then when that rhythm finally came, that rhythm went against you.
Correct, and that's one thing that we've tried to guard against again all year long, and we just seem to find ourselves in the wrong spot at the wrong time, and we get snake bitten again. So
again. Not a lot of bodies. I mean, this was one of those games where
we're trying to steal it,
right? You know, because they're wearing you down. They're playing a pace of game that they got a little bit more depth that kind of works to their favor.
Correct.
But you guys didn't back down from that at all.
That's one thing that Coach Benj and I talked about before the game, and you know, we said we're both very similar this year. We like to get up and push the tempo. We kind of slowed down a little bit too much. And allowed them to kind of get on that roll. But one thing that we got to give our guys credit is that they did not quit. They fought the entire time. And that's one thing that we tried to instill them all year long. And to see them, you know, last year was another close game we lost against Gibbon at home. We thought, you know, maybe we could sneak one out and kind of get our season turned around in the right direction. But the effort they showed tonight is what we asked for as coaches, and we can't ask any more of them. So
I absolutely agree with that. They play with a lot of energy, especially, you know, only play 7-8 guys.
Correct.
And it just seemed to me like you must do a lot of conditioning because they're in shape.
The nice thing is that new gym they got built here last year, and it's the collegiate floor, so guess what? They get to run a lot extra. So we use it to our advantage.
Where do you kind of see this team? I mean, it's early on in that middle part of the season here. It's still pretty early. Obviously, some things you need to polish up. Where do you kind of see where you're at right now?
As we talked about going into holiday tournament, we really wanted to come out of that 2-0 or 1-1. Unfortunately, we came out 0-2, lost both games by 3 points. And as I told the guys in the locker room right now, you look at the last 3 games, we can't ask any more out of them, and we just seem to not be able to get over that hump. But as we diagram the rest of the schedule, we got teams on there that we can beat. We have 7 wins, hopefully, that can come our way, at least be on our best form, I guess, going into sub-district play. And that sub-district, I think, is fairly wide open. We got Kennesaw on there, and they came into our gym and handed it to us. But I think the team that we're putting on the floor right now would be much more depth to go ahead and play with Kennesaw later on in the season.
Yeah, I honestly, Coach, this is the only game I've seen you guys play all year. I don't know how you're only 2-6. I mean, you guys look pretty
Thank
good.
Thank you. It's one of those things, a testament to the kids. They keep practicing. They keep playing hard. They keep giving it their all. They've bought into what we're trying to do. And I understand, they only got 9 guys. So you're going to be outmatched every single team you play now. You know, we got some big dogs coming. You got Amherst coming in. That's a stealthy team. You got Wood River, you got to play it. You got a couple of teams that could come around. Hopefully we can sneak up on them and say, you're in for a fight when you play the Bulldogs.
And we'll talk a little bit about some individual efforts here. Ullman had 12, Clark had 12, Nemac had 10. Again, you kind of it's kind of done by committee.
Correct.
I mean, you guys are pretty balanced throughout the course of the year.
Correct. And it's one thing. We said, you know, you got three guys especially that kind of contributed last year. You got Jared Muehlbach, you got Jaden Ullman, and you got Colin Niemach. That those three guys are going to be kind of our main go-to guys. The one nice surprise this year is that you have Evan Clark that has stepped up and has had double-digit games. And we keep saying if we can get two to three guys each scoring 10 to 15 points, we're going to be in basketball games. And then we just start sharing the basketball. One thing we're still working on is just an inside presence. And we're trying to get Kyle Rosh to do that. There's one pick and roll that I just want to go ahead and highlight for him and say,
yeah,
that's the way you do it.
Yeah.
You know, so
I know the player you're talking about. It was a thing of beauty.
Yep.
Real quick, Deschler on Friday. Tell us a little bit about the Dragons.
Tough team. Last year, I think they 40'd us down there at their place right after holiday break. They're a tough team. Got three or four guys that are 6'4", 6'3". Shoot the ball outside quite well, and then they dish it inside. So we got our hands cut out for us, and then hopefully we can just go ahead and keep playing with this effort and make it a 15-point game, make it a 10-point game. And you know, you have coaches talk about moral victories, right? There's some moral victories that we have to go ahead and win. And hopefully, again, try to sneak up on a couple teams and say, you overlooked us, you shouldn't have tonight. So
absolutely. Marcus, go get him.
Appreciate it. Yep,
all
thank
right.
you.
That's head coach for the Shelton Bulldogs, Marcus Donner, as his team does fall tonight. But some good things. A great effort tonight by the Bulldogs as they actually had a 4-point lead in the fourth quarter before some turnovers, and Gibbon wins it 57-45. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the individual numbers for Gibbon, and we'll talk with the head coach of the Buffaloes, David Benj, right after this timeout.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back here to Gibbon as the Buffaloes were able to hold on here 57-45 over Shelton. They were down by four in the fourth quarter, went on a great little run there forced by their defense, getting some steals, getting some buckets, hitting some threes, and they go on to win this one 57-45. Leading the way was Corbin Hines, who finished with 20 points and 7 rebounds on the night. Franny Lopez was a real spark plug, especially in that fourth quarter. He finished with 15 in the game and 5 rebounds. Devin Stroh with a dozen points and 6 rebounds. Tanner Gideon had 10 points and 2 rebounds. So he had 4 Buffaloes in double figures, and that was the scoring. So it wasn't balanced throughout the course of the entire team, but those four had fairly balanced scoring, led by Hines, who finished with 20, Lopez with 15, Stroh with 12, and Tanner Gideon with 10 here in the ball game. Unofficially, I had Gibbon going 23 of 52 from the field, so about 44%. Don't bet your last dollar that was the accurate number there, but they shot the ball very well, especially down the stretch, and got some layups that will increase your shooting percentage as well. They were 4 of 18 from behind the arc, but two-pointers, unofficially, I had them being 19 of 34, so they shot 56%. Two-point range, and then only 22% from behind the arc. And again, take that with a grain of salt. My shooting numbers sometimes come a little bit off. One area they did struggle a little bit from, considering how well they shot the ball, was 7 of 15 from the free throw line, where they finished then with 47% in the game. They had 23 rebounds, actually out-rebounded the Bulldogs 23-20, according to my calculations. And again, Hines led the way with 20 points here in the basketball game, as Gibbon now improves the record to 6-3 on the year, And next up for them, a pretty good task taking on the Ord Chanticleers on Friday night here in Gibbon. But they'll do so with a nice little bit of momentum as they now have a 6-3 record. But we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with Coach Benj. But as we'll try to track down the coach, as he hasn't quite made it back in yet, we can remind you here real quick that, of course, we'll have more high school basketball coming up for you here on KKPR. Wood River at Kearney Catholic Thursday. The games will begin at 6 o'clock. The girls' game will be at 6. The boys' game at 7:45. And then our next action on our sister station, ESPN 1460, will be in Lincoln on Saturday, as Kearney will be traveling to Lincoln to take on Northeast. And coverage will begin at 3 o'clock with the girls' game. The boys' game is scheduled for 4:30. And Saturday on right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Amherst Wrestling Invitational will begin. The finals will be around 4 o'clock. On Saturday afternoon right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're going to try to track down Coach Benj and hopefully have a chance to talk with the coach and wrap up the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show here from Gibbon right after this timeout.
Laser Tech has been putting the Surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show as the Gibbon Buffaloes pick up a nice 57-45 win over Shelton. Was not easy as the Buffaloes trailed by 4 points in that fourth quarter and then had a nice little stretch where they forced some turnovers and were able to distance themselves and win this one by a dozen. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is David Benj, head boys basketball coach here at the here in Gibbon. And you just kind of have to go whew a little bit, don't you, Coach?
Absolutely. We had a gut check tonight, that's for sure.
And again, there was a stretch there. The third quarter was strange because there was a lot of weird things out there, and there was no flow to the game at all in the third quarter. But then you guys were able to really kind of assert yourself in that fourth, and you did it with defense.
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I think the first three quarters was just – it was one of the stranger games you've been to. I mean, there was something weird that could have happened. It happened in that game. But, yeah, defensively, we finally decided to bear down a little bit and guard somebody, and, you know, it led to some easy points for us.
And then one of the guys that really kind of energized that was Franny Lopez. He either created or actually had a few steals that turned into some important buckets for you.
Absolutely. You know, Franny's a guy we actually have a lot of confidence in. He's still trying to find himself. We have times when in the games where, like, Franny, they're not guarding you. And we're not sure if it's a confidence thing or he's just not aware or he's just not finding himself. But, you know, better late than never, I guess, tonight.
Yeah, and again, the defense got it going. And then when that happened, then you kind of got some offensive momentum going. And the guy that really kind of led that was Corbin Hines, who hit some big three-pointers for you, finished with 20 points.
Yep, Corbin, he's a guy that as we go, he's typically at the top of his game. You know, when he is stagnant and not moving, you know, we get bogged down, and that's when our offense kind of gets, you know, stymied for a little bit. So he's a guy we look to a lot. You know, him and Tanner and Devin, those are our, you know, our three big guys, and we really look to them for a lot. Tonight, you know, give credit Shelton. They held him down for three quarters at least there.
And there was a lot of energy. I mean, I never really kind of felt like you guys were playing flat or whatever. I mean, there was always a tremendous amount of effort.
You know, that's tonight. You know, we before the game, we even said, don't settle for open threes, but don't be afraid to shoot them at the same time. We knew chances were they were probably going to play some sort of zone. We didn't know if it was going to be, you know, a 1-3-1 or some sort of box and one or something like that. But we figured some sort of zone. And we have a tendency to settle because we're typically, you know, you come to our practices and you're like, these guys can shoot a little bit. And our guys know that, so they're ready to knock those shots down. Unfortunately, tonight was not one of those nights where we were shooting well. And it took us about three quarters before we finally figured out, you know, we might actually have to work for something other than, you know, a kick-out three. So I'm glad we finally figured that out, and our defense really kind of just generated some scoring for us.
Talking with David Bench, head boys basketball coach here in Gibbon, as they improve the record now to 6-3 on the year with a 57-45 win over Shelton. Hines with 20, Lopez with 15. Early on, you were really kind of looking to get it into Devin Stroh, who finished with a dozen points tonight. But then later on, they shut that down, and then you had to have Devin do some other things, including rebound the basketball.
Yeah,
you guys won the rebounding battle.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. You know, Devin, he was definitely inflicting his will at the beginning of the game, and they just finally, I think, started sagging enough and saying, let's see how many shots you can make because we're not going to let him beat us. And you know, credit them. We didn't have a whole lot of response at the beginning for it. We got a little bit stagnant and started standing a little bit. And, you know, credit them. They had our number for three quarters of the game. You know, I'm not even sure. They might have outplayed us tonight. But at the end of the day, we came out on top, and I hope our kids can learn from that.
You get the nice overtime win against Donovan Trumbull last week. You know, again, this one wasn't pretty. It's not going to go in the Basketball Hall of Fame. The game film isn't going to go to the Hall of Fame. But it is you build on some momentum, and now you got a conference rival in Ord coming into town on Friday. So kind of heading in the right direction. What are you going to be facing Friday night?
You know, Ord brings a nice team in. They got a lot of guys that can come in and knock a shot down, but they also bring a 6'5 center as well, you know. So that's something we haven't seen a whole lot of this year. We've seen a little with Kozad and some big guys, but we haven't seen a lot of big guys. So I'm interested to see how we'll match up with those other guys a little bit. So.
Yeah, but again, if you guys play defense like you did
exactly.
In that fourth quarter tonight, you're going to be just – because 6'5 guys not going to be able to post up on you. They're not going to have the ball long enough.
You know, that's exactly – you know, coming into the year, we said we got to figure out some things, change ourselves defensively. If we didn't get better defensively, we were never going to win any games when it mattered. And, you know, tonight that was pretty much the only thing we really had going for us the whole game throughout was played solid defense. There were a few breakdowns, but – and I told the guys in the locker room, there was only a handful of times where I felt like, you know, we had a guy out of position. You know, Shelton at the beginning there, they were playing hard and they were making some shots, you know. They made tough shots at the beginning of the game, so you got to credit them.
Yeah, absolutely. Last question for David Bench, head basketball coach here at Gibbon. Where do you kind of see this team? What do you need to work on?
You know, offensively, we're still finding what we can do because you can't always generate offense in the open floor. You can't. You have to rely on some sort of, you know, some sort of scheme or some sort of offensive guys. Somebody's got to make a play. And right now we kind of – our guys are just looking at each other like who's going to be the guy to make that play and nobody's really stepping up. We have guys show flashes of being that leader. I'm just looking for guys a little more consistently to be that guy, to step up and hopefully get it out of everybody. Game before the year's over.
All right, David, best luck to you. Appreciate
the time.
David Bench, head boys basketball coach here in Gibbon as the Buffaloes do win this one 57-45 over Shelton as Gibbon will play host to Ord on Friday. Deschler will be in town to take on Shelton in a doubleheader on Friday night as well. Their girls' game also won by the Gibbon Buffaloes. They won it 52-33. And want to remind you, of course, that we have more action coming up down the road Thursday right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Wood River at Kearney Catholic. The doubleheader begins at 6 o'clock, And then Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, around 4 o'clock, it will be the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, as the finals will be around 4 o'clock, give or take. And Doug Duda will have the call of that as well. On our sister station, ESPN, Friday night, Kearney Catholic will be at Grand Island Central Catholic, pregame at 6 o'clock for the girls' game, and then the boys will be around 7:45. And then on Saturday on Classic Hits, excuse me, on ESPN 1460, Kearney will be in Lincoln to take on Northeast beginning at 3 o'clock for a girl-boy doubleheader. We'll have the boys' game at 4:30, the girls' game around 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon from Lincoln Northeast. So plenty of action coming up for you in the next few nights here on both Classic Hits 98.9 FM and our sister station ESPN 1460. And earlier tonight, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we did have a wrestling duel, kind of an unusual duel between the number one team in Class B taking on the number two team in Class A. And Omaha Scut did pick up the win over the Bearcats earlier tonight in that duel. And, again, it was great to have that on the radio. I'm Randy Bushker. Thanks so much for joining us. For our engineers, two of them tonight, Caleb Henry and Kent Keylor, I want to say thank you for joining us here from Gibbon. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At AseraCare Hospice, we care for your family like you are a part of ours. Through compassionate hospice services, we help to alleviate fears and concerns so that you and your loved ones can focus on the joy of everyday moments. We celebrate the memories and special occasions of a life well lived and provide support and assistance so you feel comforted throughout the hospice journey. For more information about our services, visit us online at aseracare.com. AseraCare Hospice, caring for moments that matter.
Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.